Dutch composer, saxophonist, bass clarinetist, and band leader Willem Broeker died in Amsterdam last Friday at the age of 65. He was best known for leading the tight and frequently hilarious little big band, the Willem Broeker Collectief, though he also composed music for film, theater, and classical ensembles. Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead, who's just back from Holland, says Broeker helped shape and define modern Dutch music. Kevin has this appreciation.
That's the classic sound of the Willem Broeker Collectief. Precise, forceful, and a little jokey, like Spike Jones. I'd been thinking about Broeker, who was in a hospital and dying of cancer, during the World Cup mania that gripped his hometown of Amsterdam a few weeks ago. The sound of swarming B-flat horns streamed out of most TVs in town, and solitary horn blasts echoed down the canals at any hour. It made me wish for the music Broeker surely would have written for vuvuzelas. Street music was one of his key inspirations, in particular, the sound of mechanized barrel organs that get wheeled through the city's open-air markets. Early on, he wrote music for them. Willem Broeker made a name for himself as a bad boy of Dutch music in the 1960s, playing noisy versions of pop songs in talent contests. He soon teamed up with drummer Han Bennink and pianist Misha Mengelberg as the Instant Composers Pool. Together and separately, they helped establish European improvised music, with jazz as a key ingredient alongside marches and other homegrown melodies. The main countries involved developed their own styles. The Germans played loud and free, the English were quiet and cooperative, and the Dutch were the funny ones, the ones with a little ironic distance from their material, no matter how much they might respect it. Sometimes, in a Willem Broeker solo, he'd sound like a really good free jazz saxophonist one moment, and the next he'd appear to mock free jazz saxophonist for not knowing how to play at all. This is Interruption from 1981. Willem Broeker with his 10-piece band, The Collectief. The first time they toured North America, in 1977, they were an instant hit. Funny, energetic, and recognizably European, with those echoes of barrel organs and Kurt Weill's theater music, as well as American composer Carla Bley's arrangements of revolutionary anthems. The Collectief toured a lot after that, and were very entertaining, performing comic routines within the music. Willem might banish seemingly incompetent musicians from the stage in a spoof of Charles Mingus. Broeker was a self-taught composer who often wrote for the theater, and as a theater guy, he had no problems repeating a joke. I once attended a New York gig where some audience members turned hostile. We saw these gags on their last tour. But Broeker's irreverent attitude epitomized Dutch jazz for American audiences for decades. Willem Broeker with Louis Andriessen on piano and Han Bennink tap dancing on drums, 1973. The year before, Andreessen had asked Broeker to help collect players for a mixed jazz and classical orchestra, DeVol Harding. Writing for that ragged band, Andreessen began blooming into Holland's most acclaimed composer. He once said, "Willem's lousy wooden shoe timing was very helpful in developing the musical language of Holland." Broeker's rough staccato saxophone sound carried through Andreessen's music to his disciples among downtown New York composers. When the Bang on a Can All-Stars attack Andreessen's Vol Harding piece, Workers' Union, there's a little Broeker bluntness in it. In the 1970s, Willem Broeker also helped shape Holland's celebrated subsidy system, where jazz improvisers and composers got modest government stipends. His own musicians stuck with him for decades. Broeker got commissioned to write for chamber ensembles, but didn't take himself so seriously even then. The words to one choral work came from the choir director's frantic letters wondering where the score was. Broeker was a keen student of the music of Gershwin, Weill, and Italy's Ennio Morricone, but he also loved trashing the popular classics. It was one way to connect with the working-class people he came from. One of his Dutch obituaries quoted him as saying, "My music is for the guy from my neighborhood, for you, and for the Waterloopplein flea market." Willem Broeker was both a typical gruff Amsterdam type and an unforgettable one-of-a-kind.
Hey, Willem! Word nou niet kwaad! Zeg, dames, hoe vind je dat gaat? Figaro hier, Figaro daar, Figaro zus, Figaro zo. Kijk dat toch goed, vlak voor je toet. Laat je niet foppen, kijk op je toppen. Als je niet opraapt, laat je maar leggen. Dan moet je maar weten wat er van komt. Sokken verkocht, sokken verkocht, sokken verkocht, sokken verkocht. Bravo ma fissimo, bravo ma fissimo, bravo ma fissimo, bravo ma fissimo. Potte me fissimo, potte me vuie, potte me neetje, potte me ja. La 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 la. Hoor je me zingen, zie je me springen, hoor je me zingen, maar doe het maar na. Wat een spektakel maakt die muziek, dat is een mirakel. Zit zo mond, stijg naar me, kom, dit wordt een hel. Adieu.
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer is Roberta Schurock. Our engineer is Bob Purdick. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Melody Kramer. Sue Spolin directed the show. I'm Terry Gross.